Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Devin?
Yeah.
Hey, Devin, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
It's starting to warm up, so I can't complain.
That's good. Yeah, we've been having some cold weathers, and you're in Montana, so it's colder for you as well. Awesome. Well, I'm glad it's warming up over there for you guys. When it probably reaches 50 or 60 degrees, you guys are like in t-shirts and flip-flops at that point, right?
Yeah, it feels like it's summer, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I know you're speaking to my mapping coordinator, Rona, for the first page placements of Google. Did you have any questions on how the service works for you or anything like that I can assist you with before we go into like pricing or anything like that?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Before I ran this business or owned this business,
Sure.
I actually owned a previous business, so I kind of know the ins and outs of it. But
Nice. Okay.
I guess the value is obviously there. As far as like reach, what is your like projected reach in terms of my section of business?
Yeah, so good question. So for us, what we do is we would reach you all the way out to a 30-mile radius. We do paired services here. So, do you have a Facebook page for your landscaping company?
I do actually. I just started one up. So that's happening. And I'm also planning on getting a LinkedIn,
All right.
a Upwork, and a Instagram here soon. I also have a website, but it's in process mode.
Okay, a rebuild mode is what they call
Yeah.
it. Okay, so what we do is we help you. I see that you don't have a Google Business Profile yet for the Premier Landscape and Tree Service, correct?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Okay, so what we do is we actually would help you build one out and get you verified with Google, and then once you're verified, PIN verified, we start programming you to the first page of Google. So that way anybody that searches any of the services you provide with landscaping or the tree services, you would be one of those recommended companies on that first page for customers to just call you directly. Now, let's say, for example, somebody searches, they don't necessarily buy. Kids, they gotta go pick them up. Life gets in the way. We actually do a retargeting campaign through Facebook, so that way your company can populate on both, and we can target specific cities and zip codes within your 30-mile radius, or we can just do a 30-mile radius. It's really up to you at that point, where you want to be shown for. Okay.
Okay.
So that's how we work. I do see you have a Yelp. We do help you get on other platforms as well. So the campaign for this, we do populate you and make sure that you're programmed with Bing, Yahoo, obviously Yelp, and then Apple. Reason for that is we want to make sure everything is consistent on the internet for you. So somebody doesn't go to, like, let's say Yelp, and it's inconsistent with what Google's saying. We want everything to be the same, so there's no like inconsistency, and customers feel comfortable going and calling you directly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
Okay, for sure. And then also too, so like with your website, that's great that you're getting that done. Obviously, you can already know that this does take a little bit of time, so I do like to be super transparent with all my clients here. When your website is complete, you can let us know, and then we will link that to the Google Business Profile itself. So then that will be displayed on that first page as well, for customers to go through that website if they want to learn more about your company. It does take 30 to 45 days to get you to the first page of Google for all the services that you provide. Reason being is because they do send out that PIN verification. That's why it does take the long time. But they send it through mail. It's not like if with all these electronics we have nowadays,
Right.
they still send out mail. And reason for that actually is to protect you and your community. They want to make sure that you're a legitimate company with and a legitimate person. You're not like some robot with a PO box. So that's why they actually got, in the last 6 months, a lot stricter about that. So they start sending that via mail. With Facebook, we would have that up and running within 7 to 14 days, so we'd be able to get you in front of your customers very quickly, and you would work hand-in-hand with my tech team and basically just go over, like, hey, how you want it structured, and then also to making sure that you're populating in the areas that you want to be found in, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Any more questions on how that service worked for you? Did I answer that for you? I know that was a long answer.
Oh, no, definitely. That covered, I think, every base.
Okay. Awesome. Well, let me jump into some pricing here for you. I know that you are pretty new, not to business itself, but with this company, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get this up and running full capacity. I mean, licensure with the Secretary of State until like a month ago, but I've been running the business on the side for a couple years now, but yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So, like, now you're full go, license, insurance, everything is a go, and you have everything set up for your company now?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do is Rona actually applied a new in business credit. So what that is, it's a reduced rate from what we normally charge more established companies. On our website itself, this package alone costs $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. What the new in business credit actually does for you, it gives you a reduced rate. So you don't ever have to pay that higher premium that other companies are paying because you have that new in business credit. That reduced rate comes all the way down to just $249 month to month at a flat fee. So you're not paying per lead, per job, per call, anything like that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now there is still a setup fee. It is just $99 instead of you having to pay $299. So you're still getting the reduced rate on that as well. It's just, so for the first month, it would be $348, and then it's $249 month to month after that. The best thing about this, Devin, is it's not a contract, okay? So don't think that you're, like, locked into anything. You would be grandfathered, though, at the $249 price for the life of you being in service with us. I know a lot of our clients always ask us that when they're new in business, like, how long does that promotion last for? That lasts forever for you. As long as you're with us in the service, you would always have that $249. That would never go up. We would never contact you and say, hey, it's been 3 months. I know you like the service now. We're going $599. We don't do that. That's not us. You're grandfathered in at that price at that time. Two other things that's really important too is we're a premier Google channel partner. So the reason why Rona did reach out is because we did have that availability for the programming. We can only work with one company per industry per area. Okay. That is a strict Google rule that we have to abide by. Reason for that. There's only a certain amount of spots on Google. We can't go around telling everybody we can help them get to the first page. That's just unethical. And at the end of the day, the business owners would hurt from that. And we don't want to do that as well. So once we do fill that listing, we do close that category and we're not working with any of your competitors at that point. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. That way you never share that position with anybody. At the same time, you're not sharing your customers because it's a direct call service for you. Okay. They're just calling directly, at that time for the services you provide. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
Cool. So Devin, with this being an exclusive listing, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way we can get your business up and running now that you're fully, you know, legal.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. it's been a few years coming, right?
Yeah. The same year.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good. I know you got to start small and build your way up. So I mean, yeah, my dad's been a business owner since I was a little kid, so I know the startup, I will say. For the business itself, it's Premier Landscape and Tree Service, correct?
Yep.
Okay, for the address that you want the PIN verification to go to, are you guys still operating at the 3385 Granger Avenue, South Billings, Montana?
Yep. Yeah. And so that's, it's going to also be unit number 63. So just so it makes sure that it gets to directly me.
Okay. Perfect. I put that on here as well. And the zip code is the 59102, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Is this an office or is this your personal address?
This is actually just my personal address.
Okay. What I'm gonna do then is I'm gonna actually hide the address so nobody knows where you actually live. I don't want nobody coming to your house for dinner unannounced.
Yeah, right?
So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna hide it. The only thing that's gonna show up on the Google Business profile is Billings, Montana, and then the zip code, and then your phone number as well for them to contact you. And then that's it. They're not gonna actually know your street address at that point. Okay.
Okay, sounds good, yeah. That'll be awesome.
Perfect. And then for your customers to give you a phone call for the services you provide, is the 406-694-5034 a good number for them to contact you?
Yeah, that's the best one.
Okay. Is that a good number for us to contact you as well for updates? Okay, I just want to be sure. Okay, perfect. And then Devin is spelled, I just want to be sure, it's D-E-V-Y-N?
Yep.
Okay, that's the first time I've seen that. And I actually have a buddy named Devin too, so that's pretty cool. That's very unique, I will say. What's your last name, Devin?
It's going to be Swanson, like the chicken broth.
Swanson.
Swanson broth.
Yep. S-W-A-N-S-A-N, is that correct?
O-N. With an
O-N.
Yep.
So it's S-S-O-N, correct?
It can be S-W-A-N-S-O-N, yep.
Oh, okay. And then your email address?
It's going to be yankeefan9912@gmail.com.
A Yankee fan, huh?
Yeah, right? A lot of mixed opinions about it.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? My mom's actually from the Bronx, and she grew up a Yankee fan, so I know you guys just
better
got Juan Soto. So yeah, it's funny. My grandma's a Mets fan, so I always tease her. I'm like, man, I feel sorry for you.
All right.
No, that's cool. Okay, and then you guys are central time zone, correct?
Are you guys? We are Montana, or Mountain Standard Time.
Mountain, okay. I always forget there's a mountain. I always think there's always Pacific, Central, and then Eastern, but there is the mountain. That's correct. Okay. What drew you? I got a question. So you're in Montana. Are you from Montana?
Born and raised, yeah.
Okay. So, no, I think Montana's beautiful.
Oh, beautiful for sure.
Yeah, obviously I watched Yellowstone, so I got to see Montana through there. but what brought you to be like a Yankee fan?
I don't know. It was just like one of those things. I used to play baseball when I was young. And
okay.
I kind of just picked a team and it was that team, so.
Okay. So would you say, like, your favorite player growing up was, like, Derek Jeter?
Of course. You got it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Robinson Cano. You got to love it.
Yeah, yeah. Robinson Cano. I heard he's trying to make a comeback. I hope he does.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, so let me see here. Yeah, I know. I know he went and he got, like, busted with steroids. But
yeah, so same with A-Rod, you know?
Yeah, A-Rod, Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds. I mean, all of them had steroids.
Everybody
okay.
Didn't,
yeah. I feel like when it was, like, known, I feel like that's when baseball was, like, super fun to watch, too.
Right?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, when you had, like, Sammy Sosa and you had, like, McGuire back in the day just, like, ripping 61 home runs every year, you were just like, dude, this is amazing.
Right?
And then now it's like, yeah, and then now it's like, you know, if you hit 40 home runs in a year, it's like, oh, my gosh, you're the greatest. I was like, man, I remember, like, Barry Bonds is, like, 72, I think.
That's fucking, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but also, too, like, he was also juiced up, so. So, all right, let me see here. For the tree services, I know we work with a lot of tree arborists around the country. It just depends on the service company. But are you guys equipped to do the stump grinding as well?
Yes, we are. Okay. We're full service.
Okay, perfect. I know some companies, like, they don't. They're like, nah, we just do, like, the removal, they do the trimming, and then they'll do, like, a tree service care. But they won't do that because they don't want to buy the stump grinding equipment. I'm like, all right, that's what you guys want to do. Yeah, it's not cheap. I know that. And then for the landscaping services you provide, are you doing irrigations as well?
We do irrigation. We can install, we can, you know, whatever, we can do all that, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. I just want to make sure. And then the tree services for sure as well on that. Okay. I have that. So Devin, with the listing here, I have that. What's the hours of operation that you want your, are you guys Monday through Friday, or are you guys 24 hours Monday through Sunday?
I'd like to say that we're 24 hours, but I need some sleep. So,
for sure.
Usually the hours that I choose to be is like, to accept calls and things like that. It's like 8:30 to 7 p.m. Monday through Monday.
Okay.
So, 8:30 through Sunday, I guess.
No, I understood what you meant. 8:30. Okay. Yeah, you gotta eat dinner, you gotta spend time with the family for sure. You know,
yeah.
You can't be on your phone the whole time or out doing stuff as well. Now I get you. Perfect. And then do you have specific cities or zip codes that you want to be found in, or just the 30-mile radius is cool for you?
30-mile radius is cool for me.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Okay. And then for the listing itself, Devin, are you going to be securing it with a business credit card? Are you going to be using a debit card for it?
It's going to be a credit card.
Okay. Is it a business credit card, though?
It's not currently a business credit card just because I got everything. I still haven't got to apply for any business cards yet. It's
okay.
It's just personal. Is that all right?
No, that's definitely fine. I just want to make sure because I still want you to be able to have this as a tax write-off. So I'm going to put on the invoice your company name so you can still, when you do your taxes 2025 for 2024, you can still write this whole thing off. But I just want to make sure I have the right info for you on that one too, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay. So for the card itself, it just has your first and last name, or does it have a middle initial?
No, let me just check real quick. Just make sure I'm not giving you false information.
Yeah, I know.
Card itself will have a middle initial. It's gonna be J.
J. Okay. Yeah, I know mine has it too. Okay, and then it's still the billing address. Is it the 3385 Granger Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay. Billings, Montana, 59102 for the zip. Correct.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And then the payment for the card itself, the payment method, is it a Master? Is it a Visa, American Express, Discover?
It is a MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Okay. So it's going to be 5178-0576-9566-4131.
Okay, and then the expiration date?
It is going to be 07 of 28.
Okay, and then the security code on the back?
It's going to be 002.
Okay, perfect. Now, before I do make any transactions, I'm going to do two things for you here. One, I'm going to set up a security question for you, Devin. This is super important because We do take our clients' privacy very important here, very strict as well. We never sell or share any of your information. I'm going to set this up for you because when we do call you, we are going to ask you this so that way we could always verify that we're always talking to you. And it is an added protection for you as well that you're always knowing that you're talking to us. Okay, so I do have three questions here. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Let's just go with the mom's maiden name.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard one to forget.
Yeah.
What's mom's maiden name?
So it's going to be Jennifer Michael.
Michael. Okay. All right. Let me write this in there. Give me one sec because they don't show me the letters and I have to write it in twice. So, give me one sec. All right. Got that. Perfect. Jennifer Michael. Okay. Awesome. And then also, too, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification really quickly. Okay, this is an added protection for you as well. This is going to outline the service agreement as well as it's going to be sent to you in writing with the price on there. That way that price, like I said, never fluctuates for you. You're always grandfathered in at that $249 rate for that month-to-month, okay?
Okay.
Okay. If you have any questions on this, just ask me. Just be like, hey, what do you mean by that? And I can always – some of these questions are a little weird. They're just worded weirdly, so I could always rephrase it for you as well, okay? But I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I book everything for you on the onboarding call, all right?
Perfect.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Premier Landscape and Tree Service.
Perfect. And then please state your name and title within the company.
Devin Swanson, and I'm the owner.
Perfect. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. All right. Devin, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Slash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Slash and not another company. Okay, so that's your mother's maiden name, all right? Okay. And then do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from us?
Yes.
Okay. I have a customer service number here. Do you want to write it down or do you want me to just email it to you?
Just email probably.
So. Okay. Perfect. I know. I never have a pen and paper on me when I'm out too, so. In hiring Local Slash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Awesome. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is March 27th, in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement automatically renews each month on the 27th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Devin, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the number I'm going to email you, and that's 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot. do you have availability tomorrow for my tech team to give you a call for the onboarding?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your – oh, hold on. So I just tried to do the card itself. It said insufficient funds.
Oh, really?
Yes. Huh? Let me see here.
Okay, hold on. Let me check into this real quick. The FIMIV.
Is the security code that you want to just? I just want to verify the security code is just 002, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's 728.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, 28, and then I do just have the last of the 4-digit numbers, but if you want to read them back to me, I can retype it in and just make sure that I have the correct numbers here.
Okay. Yeah, so the numbers are going to be 517-805769-5664-131.
Okay, let me see here.
That's something unexpected came out of my account that was pretty hefty. Like, well, my mortgage comes out of that same, well, I guess it doesn't necessarily come out of that account, but it.
Okay. So I'm going to read this back to you. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So I got the 517-805-7695-664-131. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you have for the billing itself, so I don't have unit on – I don't have the unit number on there. That wouldn't make a difference, correct, for you?
It shouldn't, no.
Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure. Okay. Let me see if that was the issue with it. No. Yeah, it says insufficient funds. Do you want to put it on maybe another card?
Yeah. I mean, I could try, a couple different cards. I don't necessarily know why that one wouldn't go through. I'm actually kind of flabbergasted.
Yeah.
Let me try this one.
Yeah.
So okay. This is a debit card. This one's not a credit card.
Okay. Is it still a Master or is it Visa?
This one is going to be a Visa.
Okay. Okay.
And then if this one doesn't go through, I might have to just place you on a quick hold to see if I can figure something out. If that's fine with you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let's see this one.
Yeah. So. The card itself is going to be, the number itself is going to be 4789-7300-0707-2334.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then the expiration on this one?
02/27.
And then the security code?
It's going to be 683.
Okay. And then let me just read this number back to you. I just want to verify and make sure for you. So I have 4789-7300-0707-2334. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have 227, and then it is 683. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, let me see here. Let's see. Yeah, no. It didn't work.
Okay. Yeah, let me put you on a quick hold. No, okay, so I'm actually curious. So someone my money gets deposited into another person's account. is that okay? Like, if, or do I need a, like a permission?
What was that?
Like if it's going into somebody else's account, can somebody else purchase it right now, or is there like a security thing for?
No, that's fine. I mean, as long as like, it, would it be like your wife?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That would that would be fine.
Okay,
as long as it's not like your best friend, cousin's card.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. No. That's, yeah.
Okay. So you want to
put?
Yeah.
I can put you on a quick hold.
That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll be right back on.
Okay. Yeah. No
Appreciate
problem.
You. Appreciate the patience.
No, it's okay. All right, let me set up his account for him while he's doing that.
And what's the total on this?
So it's $348 for the first month, and then it would just go $249 month to month after that.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Am I still on hold?
Sorry.
It just went quiet, so I didn't know it was like you played through on hold. So did you want, so the card that you want to use is going to be your wife's card?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do this now. Let's change this up. Okay, so for her first name, what is it?
It's going to be Bailey.
Bailey, is that B-A-I-L-L-Y?
Yes.
Okay. B I A L L Y. And then it's Swanson.
Oh, sorry. L E Y, sorry.
L E Y. Okay. So is there just one L or two L's?
Just one.
Just one. Okay. I L E Y. So I have B A I L E Y, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. And then Swanson, there's no middle name or middle initial?
It's actually going to be did I say yes? Her last name is Havener, currently.
Havener,
it's
going to
be the whole
okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
And it's going to be H-A-V-E-N-E-R.
H-A-V-E-N-E-R, Havener. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the billing address is still the same, though, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then for this one, is it going to be a Visa, a MasterCard?
It's going to be a Visa.
Okay, same thing there. Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, so it's going to be 4603-8945-5508-0109.
Okay. And then expiration?
12/26.
12/26. Okay. And then the security code?
Can be 593.
Okay. I'm going to repeat the number back to you if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So I got 4603-8945-5508-0109. And then I have 1226. Is that correct so far?
Yep.
Okay. The expiration was 1226. Okay, and then the security code is the 593.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then let's see here. All right. And then you're authorized. Okay, I'm just going to ask you the last question here. I got to ask you one of these questions here. It's going to say you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, you're married.
Perfect.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, that went through. So for us, like when it takes a long time, it's processing. When it just like kind of goes very quick, it's like it just shoots it back to us. So there's going to be two things here. One, you're going to start receiving some text messages. So yeah, everything went through on this end. You secured the listing here with us. So I do want to formally welcome you, Devin, to Local Splash. We are like a family here. So if you need anything, like I said, if you want to change up some marketing, if you want to target specific areas and you want to like expand out, please utilize the 877 number that we have emailed over to you. Okay. That's going to be like where my tech team and you guys are going to work together on doing that stuff. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. So a couple things here. So one, you should receive a text message that says, Devin, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. It is going to be a link there, and then it's going to bring you to our terms and conditions page. That's the service agreement that I read off to you earlier. There's going to be two checkboxes okay. there. Let me know when you get there. I know I'm kind of... Did you even get the text message yet?
I did, yeah. Okay. I just checked off both of those.
Okay, so that's going to, you're going to sign your wife's name there because it pulled from her card, okay? Now, so you just sign her name and then it's going to take you to a login username and password. Now, when you have your card, let us know and we can switch the billing over to the one that you want to put on file for the monthly to come out on, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Okay, let me know when you get to the username and password after you type it. Oh, okay. Sorry about that. So that's going to be – we didn't talk about this. This is actually going to be a tracking system that we're going to build for you. So you'll be able to see everything that's going on with your Facebook, your Google. Also, too, you'll be able to see location of searches. Did I go over this with you already? I didn't, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe you didn't. Maybe it's something.
Yeah. It's been a long day. Anyways, this is going to be the login page. My tech team is going to build this out for you. They're going to walk you through this tomorrow on the onboarding call. So tomorrow, they're going to give you the username and password, and this is where you're going to be able to track your success on your campaign through us, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Tomorrow for the onboarding call, what's a good time for them to contact you?
Right at 12 works the best.
Right at 12. Okay. All right, let me secure this spot here because we only have one spot at 12 for you. Perfect timing. All right. I'm going to put this in there. And then I'm going to send you an email. It's just going to be like a Google Calendar, okay? And then it's going to tell you tomorrow at 12 Mountain Standard Time. My tech team is going to call you, and then they're going to, like I said, they're just going to verify everything's correct with the services you provide, the address, and then also, too, like I said, they're going to walk you through the dashboard right then and there as well, okay?
Okay, sounds good, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So you have everything now. You have all the emails over to you. I just sent that to you. It's going to come from C. Mollenkamp, that's my last name, at localsplash.com. And then it's just going to, there's going to be like a green checkbox there that you can say yes to. And that's just going to confirm the actual time there. And then we're going to be reaching out to you tomorrow at 11, and we'll have everything ready to start rocking and rolling with you then, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, Devin. Hey, I appreciate the time. Let me know or let us know when you want to switch that over for the billing address, and we'll do that for you, no problem. Just you know, communication is key for us, and we got no issue just helping you out there as well. So I'm going to get started on your account here. That way I can send it over to my tech team, and then we'll contact you tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, no problem. You have a great rest of your evening. I'll talk to you later. All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, sorry, what did you say?
Oh, I said you have a great rest of your evening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You as well, thank you.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.